the whole idea is that you're made of energy, and energy travels through your body in certain patterns. And when your energy's out of balance, there are problems. So I've spent my whole life basically chasing solutions to people's problems and finding miracles. And so the whole idea is pain is usually because pain energy is not moving in a certain location. So you want to find a way to make that energy move.
Hey, it's Rob Renee. Welcome to the I Am Pain Free podcast. In today's episode of Bridging Worlds, we delve into the remarkable journey of Dr. Scirocco. She's a visionary who has seamlessly woven the threads of both Eastern and Western medicine, which is super incredible to listen to this story. I think you're really going to enjoy it. She's really created a unique tapestry of healing and utilizing all of the skill sets and things she's learned over her 30 years of trying to help people and finding the key, something you'll discover during the episode. From her early inspiration, you know, sparked by childhood tragedy, to her informative approach in treating chronic pain and some really just complex health issues, because she's often the fifth or sixth doctor that people go to when they can't find any results. So she's been able to get amazing results for people. Her story is a testament to the power of integrating acupuncture, functional medicine, and traditional medical practices. So she understands it all and can bring the right thing to you at the right time to improve your health. So as we explore this holistic health approach and energy systems of the body, and the pivotal triangle of wellness, as she calls it, we invite you to discover the transformative potential of, you know, viewing health through a lens that transcends conventional boundaries. You're going to really enjoy it. Welcome to Dr. Scirocco. Hey, this is Rob Renee, and welcome to the I Am Pain Free episode for the week. An awesome one. We have Dr. Scirocco in the house, and it's really exciting with the Heart to Heart Medical Center. The more I researched about her, it's really exciting with what she is doing and bringing to the world to help people. And as you know, we love to help people with their pain and doing it, you know, naturally and faithfully. And she's very representative of that. So welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm glad to see you.
Yeah, I'm super glad that you're here. And so one thing I love to do, just find about, you know, more about you, right? What, you know, if you don't mind giving us a quick background of who you are, and then how, you know, what drove you to become the person that you are?
Big, long question. So
yeah.
I'm an MD and an acupuncturist, and I've been in practice in Santa Rosa, California, which is north of San Francisco, for 30 years now. And I blend Chinese and Western medicine. And in the Western medicine world, I use functional medicine, so I have three basic modalities of medicine that I practice. And one of the reasons I went into acupuncture is actually because I'll just start all the way at the beginning. So when I was five, my great grandmother was my best friend, and she collapsed one day in front of me. And I had to be taken to the hospital and died in the hospital. So basically, I saw her die when I was five. And when my mom told me that she had died, like, my first thought was, what can I do to get her? So my mom told me her heart had stopped beating. And so I started imagining, what could I do to make her heart start beating? And so that was my first desire to be a doctor, was because I wanted to save lives, basically. But it's always, there's this combination of wanting to save somebody's life, but also this idea that there has to be some place for miracles, you know, like where a miracle could happen to somebody. And so I've spent my whole life basically chasing solutions to people's problems and finding miracles.
So I love that.
Yeah.
And it started when you were five. That is so early. That is so neat that you had that desire that young. That's exciting. Sorry, keep going. This is amazing.
Sorry, my voice just went away. So the first time I got to save a life was when I was a medical student and working in the emergency room, and we had a patient come in with a gunshot wound. And because there weren't enough residents available, they sent me to the operating room with the surgeons, and the guy had a hole in his heart. And put our fingers in the hole in his heart and saved his life. And so it was this very dramatic moment of, oh my God, this is how I can save lives. So I decided at that moment to become a surgeon. And up until then, I had always been headed towards family practice. So this is in my third year of medical school. And I had always thought I was going to do family practice because I was interested in herbs and I was interested in integrative things even before that happened. And then I got into surgical residency and pretty much immediately didn't like it. It was not pleasant experience. And it wasn't because of the call or the patient care. It was really because of the attitude. And, you know, to some degree, the attitude was, you know, I can do anything. And so I liked that part of it and the macho-ness. But at the same time, there was no actual care, and there wasn't a lot of thinking about what was really going on at the root of that person's health issues. And there were a few experiences that culminated in me taking a month off of my residency during my second year because I reached sort of a physical and emotional crisis. And during that month, I had a dream that was literally, if you stay in surgery, you will die.
Wow.
And I was like, what?
I mean, I've heard of some dreams, but that's an amazing one.
Yeah.
Wow. Hello. That's got to make you think, huh?
So I woke up the next morning and I was like, okay, well, what am I going to do? And I didn't know what to do. And literally somebody offered me a family practice residency in San Francisco the next day.
Wow. The Lord had a different plan for you, didn't he?
Yeah, but I had too big an ego. So I was like, nah, I can't do family practice. But then somebody handed me a book. It was called The Web That Has No Weaver. And
The Web That Has No what?
Weaver. And it was about acupuncture. And it just like changed my life. I had never heard of acupuncture before that. And I started reading this book and it was this amazing picture of how the body works. And it made so much sense to me. And literally, okay, I've been doing acupuncture now probably for 20 or 30 years, more than 30 years, 32 years, I think, that I've been involved in acupuncture in some way. And I still love it. And the whole idea is that you're made of energy and energy travels through your body in certain patterns. And when your energy is out of balance, there are problems. And that made sense to me. And so, especially in relation to pain, because I had experiences. So like I finished my second year of residency actually, and then went to work in the ER and then went to acupuncture school and worked in the ER simultaneously. So I was kind of learning both at the same time as I was studying acupuncture and practicing medicine. So it kind of blended for me in a really good way, I think, you know, that not a lot of people think that way, you know. So,
right.
But one of the reasons was because when I worked with patients on the burn unit and patients who had surgery, the physical pain that they had was not managed by medication. You know, it was a physical, like it was in a location. And so you could block the brain from feeling the pain, which is what most pain medications do, but you weren't stopping the actual pain. And acupuncture stops pain. And so that's one of the main things I love about it.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. One of the things I love that you said, because a lot of people don't understand this, and it's something that I didn't understand until a couple of years ago. I've been doing a lot of research on the human body and how it functions with frequencies, because I've been doing a lot of frequency work and founded a company that helps people with health issues with frequencies. And so it's fascinating to me to learn, you know, like you, that the body is made up of energy, and that, you know, you mentioned how acupuncture works, right? That it works in patterns and that you can help people relieve their pain just through acupuncture. So I'm fascinated to learn a little bit more about that. Like what, when you're trying to help somebody with their pain problem that you just had mentioned, you know, how do you go about determining, you know, how to treat that person?
Well, it's all about listening to their body. So, you know, especially when somebody has a complicated issue of pain, it's not always just where the pain is, but the root cause of that, you know. So right. There's so many elements, which is why I do everything. I do functional medicine to understand root causes using labs. I use Chinese medicine to understand root causes, listening to the body. So I do a style of Chinese of acupuncture that's actually Japanese. And okay. I feel the pulse and I look at the tongue, but I also feel the belly and I feel the toes. And by finding all these places where people's bodies react, I can put the needles in the right place to get the energy moving. And so the whole idea is pain is usually because energy is not moving in a certain location. And so you want to find a way to make that energy move. I'm curious about your frequency work. So now I'm going to have to ask you questions.
Yeah, no, that's exciting. I actually love the way you're explaining it, because it's just, your pain is so complicated, right? And it, like you mentioned, it's like, okay, how do we get to the root cause of helping people? And that's one of the reasons why I created this podcast, was to help explore that issue, right? Is pain, it seems like, you know, chronic pain is just such a huge issue in our society, and people just don't understand it. And, you know, it's even, you know, our brain is so powerful that our brain can even cause ourselves to have pain just because we think we're in pain, you know. It's just like so many things can actually cause a person to be in pain, and there are so many different ways to treat it. So I love to understand, you know, what you're doing. And I love the fact that you've combined both Western medicine and holistic medicine and, you know, Eastern medicine together to just find the root cause and to help people. And I think that's one of the biggest problems with our medical system to date. And I'd like to get your opinion on that, is that they're not treating the person from a holistic perspective to find the root cause. They're just treating the symptom and they give you a pill for that ill, and that ill causes another problem. But what are your thoughts on that?
About giving pills for ills?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's just the, you know, yeah. Do you agree that most of the Western medicine isn't looking at the root cause of the issues?
Yeah, there are some things like infections that we do look for the root cause, right? Because right. Infections, if they're treated correctly, can be treated with medication and it'll go away. But there are so many things that cause people pain, like rheumatoid arthritis or those autoimmune conditions that are all there. The condition is not the root cause. There's something right. else that's causing the problem. And then being willing to ask the questions, like, what's going on? So many people have pain because their hormones aren't in balance. Or they have right. pain because their gut is an issue, or they have pain because they've That's had a head one. Injury, you know, or a trauma to their brain. And so finding what is the reason that the pain exists really helps with solving the problem.
Right. No, I love it. And the great thing about it is that the way that you've done it is that you can bring different modalities and different solutions to people depending upon the problem, right? Yeah. Which is just fascinating. So thank you so much for being the person that you are and that you've become.
Yeah, that's exciting. I love my work. So,
I'm fascinated more just so that transition obviously was a big one when you went in from surgical into family practice and then started combining acupuncture with you know, functional medicine. What got you into the functional medicine part of it? Was it the fact that you started learning about the human body from the energy perspective is why you wanted to learn functional medicine?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I did ER, and, you know, so acupuncture was helpful. I mean, I couldn't do acupuncture in the ER while I was working in the ER, but when I started my own clinic after I finished acupuncture school, I started seeing patients. And one of the things I noticed about acupuncture is it doesn't always work. And so I started wondering, why doesn't it always work? So right. There's always more, right? Surgery doesn't always work. Acupuncture doesn't. Everything has an end point where it doesn't work. So I started wondering what that was. And so then I started digging. And of course, if I start digging, information starts coming. My life is cooperative with me in that way. And this is in the 90s, so no internet yet.
Right, right.
So I started reading books and I began to realize if you don't have enough energy, and energy is chi, right? If you don't have enough chi, then acupuncture has a hard time working. You have to build up the chi. And so when you use acupuncture on a person who has very low energy, you have to be very gentle because you can overload them, or you have to build their energy first with some other substance, either with herbs or, and so that's what I began to realize is people who's, if you've been in chronic pain, your adrenals often get depleted. Just a mini journeys of trying to understand my patients, but also trying to work with my own body, which had issues. So.
Right. Well, that's neat. It sounds like you did what, you know, you did your research on issues, like even with yourself, right? It's like, why am I having these gut issues, right? And then how do I solve them? If you can solve them for yourself, you're going to be able to solve them for other people, right? Which is amazing. Yeah. So, and I love the fact that you just keep researching. That's one skill set that, you know, I've had my entire life, but it was always different. It was always, I used to be in enterprise sales and in the software world. And now I'm just so different, where I used to believe a lot of things that I heard and read. And then I realized a lot of our information is being, you know, controlled, and I didn't understand that. So I've been a researcher really hard the last three or four years, just digging into concepts that, and finding ways to research things that are important. Mm-hmm. And like health is so, you know, when COVID hit, you know, I didn't believe a lot of it, didn't understand the narrative they were pitching. And I saw a lot of the vilification of all natural health doctors. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? That seems awful strange. Why are they vilifying these people who are just trying to help people? Did you go through any of that during the COVID, you know, period?
You know, I kept working.
Did you?
I considered myself an essential worker. And so when everybody else shut down, I did not shut down.
Awesome.
And we had to change things. We wear scrubs now because at the beginning, we didn't know what was causing what, right? And there was a lot on both sides of controversy and conversation and fear. But what I understand about the immune system is that it's your body that holds your immune system. It's not the bacteria or the virus or whatever. It's your body. So why does your body give permission to some things to make you sick, right? And we live with viruses and bacteria all day long, all the time, and we don't usually get sick, right? So what is that barrier? Why does it break? What makes it break? And so I have a completely different view of how our immune system works and what it does. And I feel like the most important thing is making sure that is healthy. It's what I have, what I call a triangle of wellness, which is hormones, immune system, and nervous system. And it's based in both Chinese and functional medicine, the idea that these three elements are the substrate that holds you together. And if these things are in balance, then you can do anything.
Nice.
Right? And so, you know, so when your hormones are out of balance, your body can't fight things. When your nervous system isn't working, and when your immune system is not working, then things can come in. In Chinese medicine, we say things that come in from outside, which in Chinese medicine is like wind or water or dampness or fire. You know, because in the 5,000 years ago when it was created, there weren't bacteria or viruses. So, yeah.
I love your triangle. That's really a neat way to do it. Obviously, I'm not a doctor, but I think, you know, God made our bodies incredibly complex. Mm-hmm. And if we can feed it with the right things, like, you know, the right nutrients, that it can really do some amazing things. I love the fact that you think that, you know, the triangle, if you get all three of those in harmony, then the body can do amazing things, right?
So, exactly.
I love that. So tell me more about, I think you wrote a book. Is that accurate? So tell me what led you to want to write a book. There it is. Healing. I love it when it seems impossible. That's so cool. What are the seven keys?
Yeah. Seven keys to defy the odds.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
So because of
how long ago did you do that?
What's that?
How long ago did you write it?
2018 is when I published it. So almost 6 years ago now.
Very good.
And it took me a long time to write it too. It's like,
oh
yeah. But it's based on, so a lot of people I see have difficult health issues, and I'm the 10th or 11th or 12th doctor that they've seen, right? So I've always had to think outside any box. And as you can tell, I've always kind of thought outside the box, because I've always like looked, well, what is the real cause? How do I get better? What can I help a person do, right? And always my picture is this idea that somebody can heal in an instant, you know, like if we have the right key. So that's what I've spent my life searching for. But in difficult times, or when you have health issues that are difficult, so the whole premise is that one, we are spiritual beings and we live in a body. And our spirit runs our life, right? So we know, or a lot of people are aware of the idea that if they have a difficult time with another human, that they have to learn how to work it out with that person, right? Or if Right. they have a difficult time in their job or in their life, that they have to work it out. Well, our bodies are our biggest school. And so when your body's giving you a hard time, you have to find a way to work it out. And that is the lesson. That is the journey. And I call that a hero's journey. So the seven keys are, the first key is love, to recognize that everything comes from love and that love is the most powerful healing force in the universe. So awesome. When you direct love at yourself, when you feel like your body loves you and you love your body, then you have a premise for beginning the journey. And then the second key is physical. So that's the whole triangle of wellness and finding the root cause and really taking the physical journey, because you have to take every element of who you are when you have a difficult health issue. And then the third key is finding your own unique lifestyle. And that is based on listening and trying things. And it's not just what you eat and how you exercise, but it's many elements, you know. So the fourth key, so the third and fourth key kind of interchange. The fourth key is learning to listen to your body. And right. so we have a lot of clues. So pain is one of our first clues, right? Something's yeah. wrong. It's painful.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. You know, so, but using that information, and I use Chinese medicine in this chapter. It's really, I love this book, but I use Chinese medicine to help you understand, because the way the organs work in Chinese medicine is different than Western medicine. For example, the kidneys rule your low back, your knees, your bones, your overall sense of having energy. Big transitions in life. So like menopause would be a transition, or divorce would be a transition. Your physical brain, your hearing, and the emotion of fear. And they house the power of will. So there's every organ has spiritual functions, emotional functions, and physical functions. So if you start thinking, okay, I have pain in my back and it's winter. Winter is the time of the year of the kidney. You might think, oh, is my kidney deficient? And then you could start doing things for yourself that would help energize that organ. So, so that whole chapter is about that. And so bouncing between listening to your body and finding your own unique lifestyle, which might be different in winter than in summer, et cetera, et cetera.
Interesting. I love it. Yeah. I love it. So that's five, right?
That's four. What are the other two? Five is emotions. So.
Oh, five. Okay.
Yeah. Five is emotions.
So that was three and four. So then five is emotions.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just catching up.
Yeah, right. That's okay. And emotions affect everything. So I tell a story about a firefighter that I saw years ago who had a knee problem. And his knee was, he wasn't getting better and he didn't want to have surgery. So he came to me for acupuncture. And I did a number of treatments and he didn't get better. And I kept asking him about stress. And okay, knee pain is easy for me. In terms of acupuncture, because I can usually do a couple treatments and it'll be gone. But for him, it wasn't.
Right.
And so I started asking him about stress. And he was like, oh, my life is great. And I have kids. I'm married and blah, blah, blah. And I kept asking and he kept, you know, telling me this non-story. And so finally, one day he came in and he said, oh, I just hung out with my dad today. And I said, what's, tell me about that. And he said, my dad's an alcoholic. I'm not laughing at, but there you go. No, there's all that hidden information, right? He grew up with an alcoholic dad. I could go on and on with all of this stuff, but it was his first chakra. Knees are in the first chakra, and the first chakra is about your tribe or your family. And he had issues with his dad, and so that affected his knee. So when we talked about it, he was able to go to, what's that thing? The Alcoholics. It's not Alcoholics Anonymous. It's for the caregivers or the...
Yeah, I was going to say AAA, but I don't know what the other one is. So yeah. Good question.
The codependent one. So he went to that, okay, and he started reading books about it, and it changed his perspective, and then his knee got better.
Wow, that's amazing. Just through changing his perspective rather than like even acupuncture. And no wonder he'd gone to multiple doctors that they couldn't heal him with medicine and couldn't heal him with acupuncture, but healing him emotionally cured his knee, right?
Yeah.
Is that
very exciting. It was a good story. Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, that is a good story.
Emotions really impact the body. And a lot of people think they don't have emotions, but we're like icebergs, right? This is about what we know of ourselves. If you look at maybe the tip of my pinky is what we know about ourselves. And you look at everything on the screen as what else we could know. And so
it's amazing.
One of the many reasons I love acupuncture is because emotions are a part of the treatment. So you don't even have to think about it. It's like the emotion that the acupuncture can address the emotion to some degree, you know, to help that person find balance. The fifth P is patience and persistence. And the chapter is titled Never Give Up, because on this journey of discovering ourselves, if our body is the challenge, then learning about your body, learning the different, like even seeing 12 other doctors before you get to the right one, it's all part of the journey. And keep looking, keep searching, keep finding your solutions. That's my message to people is don't give up, because your solution might be something that nobody's discovered yet. And someday maybe we'll just make it go away.
I love it. Love it. You're always in that search for that key, aren't you?
Yes. I am always in that search. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so fantastic. I love that you have that mentality that you just want to keep working and keep searching and keep finding the solution. Because like you said, there's so many things that we still don't know, right? Like, you know, a ridiculous amount of information, right? You're a surgeon, right? You've been practicing medicine for 30 years and both functionally and acupuncture, Eastern medicine, but you're still learning. You're still searching for answers for different issues and different conditions. So that is just amazing. I commend you for having that attitude.
Thank you. And then the seventh chapter
what's the seventh one?
The seventh chapter is trusting the process. So that's about faith and finding your spirit and finding your way through that darkness that happens when something's difficult, right? So, trusting that wherever you're guided is the right place to be, you know, because like years ago when I was in this dark place, not knowing what to do next, somebody handed me a book on Chinese medicine. When it wasn't just that, it was that book got handed to me. Then I met a guy who was working in the same hospital, who was an acupuncturist, but also a respiratory therapist. And he became my mentor. And then when I started school, I kept saying, I've been in school for like ever. Why am I still in school? And I'd ask that question and then something would happen and it would be an instant response from life. So that trusting that we're guided to go to those places that we need to go.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. A little bit different book, a different approach to healing, I think, than some books.
Yeah. But it's a really intriguing one from the perspective you've taken, you know, the information that you've been learning for 30 years and put it into practice into a book. That's just fantastic. How else can people get a hold of you? And, you know, is there anything else that you would like to chat about in the short time we have left?
Well, I'm totally interested in what you're doing with energy, because I just started working with this energy program.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So we'll do a follow-up interview. We'll talk more specifically about that, but definitely let's connect and I'll explain all the stuff I'm doing with energy. We're using some quantum energy to help people with skin patches. So we put quantum energy on a skin patch.
Oh, yes, I've heard about this.
Body.
Yeah.
That then it connects to the energy system in your body. Like you mentioned, our body is made up of energy. And then it helps interrupt that signal from like pain to your brain. So
that's awesome.
It helps people, you know, relieve pain with just putting a patch on and no medicine. So it's really, really fascinating. So
I'm
excited to talk more with you about that. But from your perspective, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you and all the fun stuff you're doing?
Oh, so my website is hearttoheartmedicalcenter.com. Okay. And everything.
Can you spell it out, the heart to heart?
Yeah. Spelled heartoheart.com or medicalcenter.com.
Perfect. And I'll make sure I have that in the show notes for everybody.
And there's access to my book there. There's all the things that I do. I just opened a hyperbaric oxygen clinic upstairs from my office. So I started using hyperbaric oxygen treatments and infrared sauna. So there's a lot of different ways to access the body's energy.
Yes. There's so many ways to help people, which is, we could continue and have another half an hour, another half an hour again. So let's do another interview. There's lots of things that we can talk about, which is, I'd love to know more about your hyperbaric chamber and your infrared therapy. I'm definitely doing sessions on those two specific topics as well. So let's do a second or third interview.
Okay.
As we dive into helping people. How's that sound?
It's awesome. I love helping people. So.
Yeah, good. Well, God bless you. And thank you so much for taking the time to be on the I Am Pain Free podcast. We'll make sure we send people to your website so they can get in touch with you and learn more about you. And if you're in the Santa Rosa, correct? Santa Rosa area, make sure that you find her and get help. And even if you're not, I'm sure she can help you remotely as well. The wonderful world that we're in now with being able to connect people.
Yeah.
I'm sure she can help you. So anyway, thank you so much. Any last words you want to mention?
Well, I always begin and end with love.
There you go.
So
perfect.
You know, whatever is happening, if you try to think of what would you feel like if you knew that you were loved.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great way to end the episode. So
yes.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate everything that you do. And we will connect soon.
All right. Nice to meet you.
Yes. All right. Nice to meet you. Signing off from the I Am Pain Free podcast. If you enjoyed in this episode, you might be expecting a sales pitch for a pain relief solution. But here's a pleasant surprise. I'm offering a 3-episode pop-up podcast absolutely free. This exclusive 3-episode private podcast series is packed with more value than many paid programs out there. And getting access to this is a breeze. If you're listening on your phone, simply open up your text messaging app and send the word pain-free, it can be one or two words, to 41-PAIN-FREE. So that's 417-246-3733. Again, that's 417-246-3733. If you're not a fan of texting, no big deal, right? Just visit iampainfree.com. Super easy. iampainfree.com. You can access this private podcast series instantly for no cost. Right? This isn't just any podcast series. We call it Beyond Pain, the triple B blueprint for pain-free existence. It really is a treasure trove of secrets, expert interviews, and a resource vault, all aimed at guiding you to live pain-free naturally and faithfully, right? That's my passion. It's a rare and value-packed resource that we're thrilled to share with you. So don't wait. Just grab that cell phone, grab your text messaging app, type pain-free in there, and just send it to 417-246-3733. Or, like I mentioned, go to iampainfree.com and unlock this exclusive content, all completely free. God bless.